Seventh, Satan is revealed in the Bible in Ephesians 6:16 as the one whose job it is to shoot flaming darts, arrows, at believers. So Satan, the one who shoots flaming darts, wants to shoot those darts to fill your mind with doubts, lies, immoral thoughts, and false doctrine. On any given day, do you feel unable to stop thinking and imagining and replaying thoughts that displease God? Do you ever kind of go, oh, I wish I could stop thinking about that? That's one that got through. That is a fiery dart of the evil one. He wants us to be constantly unable to stop thinking. Does God feel distant as his spirit is grieved and the doubts about his word in your heart? As his commandments and expectations of your behavior as his child are unheeded by you? Do you feel distant from God? Or is God's grace enabling you to say no to sin? And are you consciously putting up that shield of faith to stop those darts? Or do you look upon God's grace rather than as that which teaches you to say no to sin? Are you deceived into thinking that God's grace gives you a pass to continue in some besetting habitual secret sin? If you're not seeing God's grace as leading us to deny ungodliness, and if you see it as just a pass to let you keep going, then Satan's darts have made it in and polluted your thoughts about what God's grace is all about. Number eight, Satan is revealed in the scripture as the murderer from the beginning. It says in John 8:44, you're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. So that's one of his titles from God. Satan, the murderer from the beginning, wants to addict us to violence and condition us to enjoy killing and bloodshed through games and movies. Did you know that the first century church would not go to the public arenas because of the constant violence of the gladiatorial games? That was before they became the ones fed to the lions. Before that, the Christians would not go because they did not want to go where there was gratuitous bloodshed and violence. Why? Because they knew from the scriptures, from the Old Testament prophets, that God does not like us to enjoy killing and bloodshed, even if it's in games and movies. I wonder, do you love action-packed movies that often feature people being shot, blown up, and blasted away, as well as grisly, bloodied action heroes that get beaten and tortured and ended up taking out whole armies of their opponents? There's a difference between reiterating true historical things. I can remember the footage we've watched over and over of World War II. I don't know how many people I've seen with the Army Corps of whatever they were taking pictures and how sad it was to see people dying. It's different to be entertained by watching our father, the devil, who loves violence and death, and seeking out more and more of that. Did you know our movies are going that way? Blood is just becoming a backdrop to so many movies. And it desensitizes us to the God who says this. And this is a good verse, if it ever bothers you, to write down. Isaiah 33:15, I'll read it to you. Because God specifically says that we should not enjoy looking at gratuitous violence. Isaiah 33:15, there are many verses, but this is just a clear one. He who walks uprightly and speaks uprightly, who despises the gain of oppressions, who gestures with his hands, refusing bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of bloodshed, and who shuts his eyes from seeing evil, they will see the Lord in his beauty. Did you know back then they didn't have movies and videos and games, and so they would just talk and reenact, and they loved to talk about bloodshed. Remember the ancient Romans used to just start chanting, they wanted blood. They wanted blood in the arena, in the Colosseum. There is a blood thirst that Satan brings in us. God says those that want to see me in my beauty, that they will consciously turn away from whatever displeases and grieves God. Why? Because it's a place for the devil. There's Psalm 101, the whole Psalm's about the same thing. But the question is, Satan loves to kill and destroy. Who are you honoring by your movie watching and gaming? Do you honor Satan or God? Beware of Satan, the destroyer, addicting you to love violence. Number 9, Satan, the devouring lion. We know him. We've read that several times. 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. It says he's a roaring lion. Satan, the devouring lion, wants to debilitate your will. He wants to get you to do things you shouldn't do. The question is, does the crowd you run with slowly get you further and further away from God? Do the places you find yourself with your friends slowly make you participate more and more in the things that displease God? Is it harder and harder to say no to sin? If so, then Satan, the lion, is devouring your will to obey God. And you are first walking with the wicked, and then you stand with them, and then you sit with them, and then you participate with them. And that's how Satan devours us.